back with Harry and yours truly on this Friday night. The book will be put up momentarily by James under Harry's name in Guests, and it's a direct link to the Amazon location. The book is entitled, not the best title, capital K, capital B, capital K, A True Story, A True History, and that's it. KBK, A True History, English edition. Yeah. All right. Well, that's it. Title.
I had to help them with their new title. I think it's Hitler and Magda in Brazil or something like that. KBK is short for Karl Bruno Kirchner. And who was Karl Bruno Kirchner? Yeah. You got to read the book.
Very interesting that this book has been translated. I really commend the people who went to the work required to do this. It's an enormous and unusual and obscure and fascinating memoir of World War II and thereafter, written by the daughter of one of the most powerful men of the Reich.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, and it's people like these two doctors, and like I say, like this Pocahontas,
yeah,
who told me about them, and the daughter of Eric Gimple, who found them for me, and they're just such nice people. They treat me like family when I go down
there.
Well,
the pictures of them said that,
Go
back to the last time Harry was here, listen to that program, look at the images, and you'll be able to take the trip with us anytime you'd like. So the book is available. Let's see, does it have a price? $23.98?
Oh, yeah, I saw that on there. I think there's an R.
There is an R.
In front of that. Okay, that's their money. That's Riaz, 23.
Yeah.
Something or another Riaz, and there's about 4 Riaz to the dollar, so divide by 4.
How big of a book did it come out in its translated format? Do you know? Is it big like a coffee table book?
Monster big book. You can only get it, I think, on Kindle right now.
Uh-huh.
Like 1,200 pages.
Wow.
It's a lot of stuff in there, but a lot of it is the drawings, the diagrams that Holdeen did.
Uh-huh.
And the interesting things, as we showed on the last show, Holdeen drew the entrance gate to this magnificent resort down there in Paraguay, which I don't know, was built probably 100 years ago, just a wild guess. And we went there, and it was exactly as she had drawn.
Uh-huh.
And she drew hers in 1962, apparently, because of the date on there. And that was shortly after Eichmann had been grabbed in Buenos Aires.
Right.
And much as the lamestream press likes to say that Eichmann was the architect of the so-called final solution, he really was not. He was just a lieutenant colonel in the SS, and his job was to move people around on the rails, and that was it. So when he got to Buenos Aires, he had no money, and he had no protection, and when Peron got knocked out of power, it was easy for the Mossad to send 6 guys and grab him when he got off the bus coming home from work. He rode the bus 3 hours to work and 3 hours home and worked for however long at the Mercedes plant he worked on the line. So it was a simple thing for the Mossad to grab this guy. Well, down at this resort, that is where Mengele spent a lot of time.
And Adolf Hitler. And probably Bormann. They were all there.
Bormann was there, and Gestapo Müller was there, and they met with Adolfo Stroessner, Alberto Stroessner, whatever his first name was.
Stroessner, the president of Paraguay. The most amazing picture that I remember is one that Holdeen drew. It was interesting. She drew it as if she was standing behind herself. I think she and her mother were walking toward those arched entrances of this resort out in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
And they were waving, and the people standing in front of the archways who had come out to greet them were waving back at them. And
yes.
I can't tell you what the captions that Holdeen may have written said, but it could have been her daddy. I mean, Holdeen probably would have been told by Magda, look, your real father was not your daddy, although we love your daddy. Maybe I'm just pretending here. But it could have been that she told her who her father might have been. And she did. Look, she look at her picture.
Could have been. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyhow, shortly after Eichmann was grabbed, the Mossad came down here, thought they would make a doubleheader out of it and grab Mengele. Unfortunately for them, Mengele had a lot of power, a lot of people watching his back, a lot of money to make sure he was safe, and these five Mossad agents wound up with their throats slashed, and obviously they did not go home with Mengele, at all.
No.
Nope. A lot of history down there.
Tremendous amount, and you keep going down and coming back with more and more. It's a fascinating thing to watch and to be able to participate in as an observer.
Yeah, I'm going down again in February, and just so your listeners know, nobody at Shark Hunters gets a salary. I don't get a salary. I'm living on my Social Security, but I'm having so much fun doing this, and I believe I'm doing something worthwhile. And Shark Hunters membership money is not used for this at all. Incidentally, your listeners can go to sharkhunters at earthlink.net, send me an email, and say they heard the show, and I'll send them a free copy of our magazine online. And they can join if they like and get all this information like you do. So sharkhunters at earthlink.net. So no Shark Hunters money is used for this either. We've got an angel, a guy named Jack Goodyear. And don't call Jack up and ask for money because he ain't going to give you any listeners. but whenever I'm ready to go on an expedition like this, he sends us money to go. Jack is a great guy. And we're going down there. We're going to go to the farm where Magda and Holdeen lived the first few years. They were down there, and there's supposedly a big chest buried. We know approximately where it's buried, and we're going to go look for it. No Nazi gold, no. I'm sure it doesn't have Nazi gold in it. It's just it's a time capsule. We understand Magda Goebbels put a lot of personal things in there and probably newspapers, magazines, papers. We don't know, but we're quite sure ain't going to be no Nazi gold in there. Unfortunately, we're the only expeditions that don't expect to find Nazi gold. Everybody else has train loads of gold, submarines full of gold. And
what happened, Harry, what happened to all the artifacts that were recently turned up in Argentina?
Oh, we're still trying to, that's... Carlos Oliveras, the guy that had a secret room behind a bookcase. That's gone silent. We're trying to, I was supposed to meet with him when I was down there this July, and he was in deep hiding. He didn't want to talk to the police. He didn't want to talk to journalists. He didn't want to talk to people who wanted to buy all those artifacts. He didn't want to talk to people who wanted to destroy them. And
did he maintain ownership, or did the government take them from him?
We haven't found out yet. We know the government wanted to seize them and donate them to the Holocaust Museum down there in Buenos Aires, but we're still trying to figure out on what pretense, because it's he broke no
private
laws.
Property.
They were all,
broke no laws.
Yeah.
None.
And owning Third Reich property is not a crime in almost any place. It's not a crime even in Germany to own it.
Not a crime here. The problem with German World War II militaria is an awful lot of it is hoaxed.
Fake.
It's fraud. You got to be real careful. They still make
10%.
These things.
10% maybe is real.
Yeah.
I've had dealers at major shows tell me that their stuff is all bogus.
Wow.
So, but this stuff, I didn't see it, but I've seen the pictures of it, and it does not look like anything that people have been counterfeiting. Mostly they counterfeit medals and helmets. We knew a guy when we lived in Tampa would take a beautiful German World War II helmet that you can buy. Back then, you could buy it for, you know, $40-$50.
Mm-hmm.
He'd take it out, fire his rifle, put a bullet through the helmet, bury it for a year. Honest to God, bury it for a year, dig it back up, and sell it at shows for big money. He assumed room temperature a long time ago, so he's not doing this anymore. But, I mean, there is, like you say, there is a big market. But what happened to Carlos, I don't know. He has two antique stores in Buenos Aires.
Uh-huh.
And my friends down there in Buenos Aires have not been able to make contact with him either. He's kind of gone to ground,
now,
I guess.
There's one thing, and I think that the holding effort will be wonderful. There's one thing I'm going to bug you again without filling in the details, and you know what it is. Please, for God's sakes, you've got to do that while there's still time. Oh, that's all I'm saying.
I'm doing my best. He's kind of a hard guy to pin down.
Look, if I can help, seriously now, if I can help, I don't have any money like you do. I know everyone thinks I probably do, but I don't. But I will save up. I will save up my money if I can do anything with a small contribution to help that happen. I will personally do that. It's that important.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'm not looking for.
I'll send you at least $5. I promise.
Okay. I can kick in about the same.
I'm kidding. But this is really an important thing, anyway.
Since you brought up the topic, if any of your listeners would like to help for this next expedition, they can send us a check or call us to run a credit card. We have a 501c3 company also, which we abbreviate SISRI, S-I-S-R-I, and it stands for Shark Hunters International Submarine Research Institute, and it is a legally constituted 501c3
very good
nonprofit, and so people donating can take that money off their taxes, and we'd love to have their help. So we're going down in February, partly to look for this chest at the farm where Magda and Holden lived, also to go further into her history, Holden. Also, we have found the home where Mengele lived, his home, not where he was hanging out at that resort.
Uh-huh.
We've known where it's been all along, but the doctors are trying to get permission for us to go there and visit.
Mm-hmm.
Also, with Lawrence DeMello, you see her picture on the main page.
We're going to get there.
Well, this is just below the Falkland Islands War memorial on the first page.
Okay.
Scroll down there. And here's another place where our network helped. We had heard about Lawrence, who is the number one researcher on Martin Bormann in the world, and you are the one who helped us connect with Lawrence. And I visit with her every time I go down there. We exchange information. I tell her what I found out about Hitler and some of those other guys. She updates me on Bormann. So when you have this kind of people working together to bring this history forward, boy, oh boy, it's fantastic.
No, it's fun, it's fascinating, it's mind-bending, it's real, it's the truth. It's not the lie from the mainstream media and the international globalist bankers who want to rewrite history every other day. Why is there a picture of Burger King here?
Well, that's where Lawrence and I always meet when I come to Buenos Aires. She comes in from her ranch.
I see.
And there was this gorgeous old cafe at the Retiro where we would meet, and it was like turn of the century, a century ago, and I met her there this time, and damn if it wasn't a Burger King.
Funny. Well, there's
and
a picture
of... the other end of it is a Starbucks.
Yeah. Where are you? Is this some kind of a mall that you're in? A big mall? There's an upstairs balcony I'm looking at.
No, this is in the main train station.
That's in a train station.
Yeah, called the Retiro.
Wow.
I think the train stations were all built by the Brits.
Look at the columns in there.
Well, over a century ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a magnificent place. And now it's a Burger King.
Well, it's a train station, Burger King. All right, and the last picture, if there's a beautiful woman within 200 yards of Cooper, somehow he always finds her. Or she always finds him. Let's turn it around. They are attracted to you like a magnet. Then never mind. All right.
Must be their blue Irish eyes.
There's Lawrence on the right.
Yeah. And like I say, she's a gorgeous lady. She's just a wonderful hostess. I usually spend 4 or 5 days out at her ranch. And when I was there a year ago, February of 16, she couldn't do enough for me because, you know, I had just fallen off my roof, spent 3 days in a hospital that I don't even remember.
Yeah, well, we do.
And then I went to South America. She fitted me out with a dashiki or some kind of caftan gown thing, and that's the height of summer, and it was so cool there, and she couldn't do enough for me. She gave me the whole guest house, and I had the guest house again this time, and just a very, very fine lady, and one hell of a researcher.
Yep.
And she's the one, and I better not say too much more about this, but she found the house where... Gestapo Mueller lived.
Yeah, that was an amazing thing. You can see all this in our last visit in the archives or on sharkhunters.com. So go there, look under previous tours. It's all right there. All right, at the bottom of the page, more Harry's tour and pictures. Click here. So click right under there. There's a link there, a hot link. Take that link. That'll take you to the Shark Hunters page, the index page, which has about 10 photos on the left, each leading to a subpage full of pictures and even more information. And if you scroll down to the bottom of that group of photos, you'll see a picture of little Holdeen.
Little Holdeen. She was such a pretty little girl.
Yeah.
But she had been used in experiments by Dr. Varnus. Carl Varnus, who was a Dane, but who was, I think he was the same level as a major in the SS. I forget, Hauptsturmführer or something like that. But anyhow, he was a doctor, not a combat guy. And he was the one who was trying to cure homosexuals from being homosexual by implanting monkey nuts.
Wait a minute now. He didn't do that to Holdeen.
No, but he was doing a lot of other experiments.
How can
with
this
her.
Be, considering who she know. Is or was?
I don't know, but he
who told you about this?
Various sources, but also primarily that fellow Michael we were talking about, because he knew her from the time
they tried to link her up with him.
Yeah. Right, when they were in their late teens, and he was about 20 years old, I guess, and he was riding his horse on their estate, and he fell off, got thrown off, whatever, broke his arm and cracked his head, so he was unconscious. Boy, I know how that works. And when he finally woke up in his bed, the doctor who was setting his arm was Mengele.
Wow.
Amazing, yeah.
That's an amazing story. There's so many, yeah.
And we've just learned that, and this is going to rock some people and also have more people want to put me into a white sport coat with the wraparound arms or sleeves that wrap in the back. In early 1962, his mother said that...
Michael's mother?
Hitler. Yeah, Michael's mother. Said that Hitler was ailing and wasn't going to be around much longer, and Hitler came to their estate, their coffee plantation, and Michael met with Hitler, sp- spent the whole day with him, and there are pictures that he's shown to a friend of ours, Pocahontas, but he won't let him out yet. And a few months later, I think it was July of 62, Hitler died.
Now, Michael is the guy that you talked to and you flew to see?
Right. He lives here in the U.S. now.
Okay, all right. Enough of that.
Yeah.
He's got to come around. He's got to come around at some point.
He is moving in the right direction now because Pocahontas is twisting his arm to do a book because I don't know if he'll make any money at it or not. I hope he makes $1 million and sells his story to Hollyweird, although that's highly unlikely. But the story he has locked up in him is a huge story in World War II, and it's backed up with a whole trunk full of photos.
Well, there you go. So, we do have pictures of, for those of you new to the program, we do have photos of Adolf Hitler in 1947 in Argentina after the war, 2-plus years after he supposedly killed himself and Eva Braun.
Yeah.
So we've got those photos, and they're up online. At sharkhunters.com. Okay, let's continue now. Pick a picture on the left, Harry. Where do you want to go next? And we'll open that, click on that picture. Spies?
Oh,
you got a lot of things.
Spy versus spy.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Probably our best bet is to go down. Well,
there's Holdeen's book.
Well, Holdeen's book is at the very bottom.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, there's four up from the bottom is one of her pictures. In fact, it's the picture I described 10 minutes ago.
That is correct.
Of her walking up and people coming out of the this remote resort hotel, waving at them, welcoming them.
Let's click on that. Let's click on that picture and go through it.
All right.
Okay.
So you'll find it's a drawn, hand-drawn little artistic impression of there's four arches in the back. Those are doorways to this hotel, which today are sealed off, by the way. They're not any longer used as primary entrances. But there's perhaps Magda and Holdeen and somebody else walking toward two people coming out, and they're obviously waving at each other. So we're going to stay through the break on this. Let's open this up. And see
what
we get.
You'll notice how she wrote 1962 on that picture.
I do, and you just made that point. 1962, the year Adolf Hitler died.
Yeah, important year. So now we're on this page, and we'll scan down quickly past Fernando's shop. You didn't dare sit down on those chairs, because if you fell down, you'd cut yourself to ribbons on all the junk he has, and keep scrolling down, and there you see the picture again, 1962, it's on the right, and the actual entrance door is on the left. Like you say, it's bricked up now.
Look at that. It's very clear. 1962, it's right there.
Yep.
And I wonder if she describes in the other writing who these people are. It looks like there's something written above the woman on the left, something written above the woman or the man in the middle, and maybe some more explanatory notes on the bottom right. Have you been able to read that or have it translated for you?
No, I have not. And, I'm just working 12 to 14 hours a day.
Come on, Harry, you're slacking again. What happened to 15, 16?
Wasting too much time sleeping.
Yeah.
And, of course, being without electric power lately kind of put a chink in that mess.
Well, Harry is and his wife are in a hotel right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when I get off the air with you, then me and my two friends, Smith and Wesson, go back to my house. My wife and son will be here comfy.
Very good. Okay.
So,
you can see the actual front of the resort with the bricked up entrances that Holdeen drew in the picture on the right. Photo on the left, Holdeen's drawing on the right. Fascinating, absolutely fascinating history.
Right, and then the next level down, that's the new entrance. and you go through that gate. And this place is still open to the public. However, when we were there, there wasn't hardly anybody there. There was only one couple eating in the dining room with us. And the guy spoke English so well, I thought he was an American, but it turned out he just learned how to speak English in school down there. But this is where meetings were held. Mengele hung out here quite frequently at this hotel, this resort. But Hitler was here to visit with him, Bormann, Gestapo, Mueller.
A lot of ghosts there. A lot of ghosts.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. I'll tell you. And Stroessner was there. And there you see the two doctors on the right, Franco and Christian. He's got a number three on his sleeve, and he's got jackets with number three. I think he must have played rugby or soccer back when he was a younger guy.
Huh. Are they listening tonight?
I hope so. I send it out on a Hotmail for everybody to tune in tonight.
Well, I want to personally thank both you, Christian, and Franco for what you've contributed so far. And there's much more ahead, I'm sure. It is, you're serving a wonderful, wonderful agenda in helping all of us better understand what has been stolen from us, which is real history. So thank you.
Yeah. Oh, they're nice people. They're such nice people. And Christiane has three children. Her oldest one, I think, is 24, her daughter, and she's going to school to be a pharmacist. And her son, I think, is about 18 or 19, tall kid. And I forgot what he's in school for. And then the youngest one is a girl about 15 or so, and she's still, I think, in high school.
Very good.
They're very nice people.
Okay. Well,
and they treat me like family.
They sure have made an enormous contribution. We want to also, in absentia, so to speak, thank Holdeen for creating this book and trying to preserve history.
Yes.
And if you're able to, with the doctors and whoever else, find that whatever's buried on the farm, something's buried there, because she drew pictures of it from the air being flown around, apparently by Hannah Reich. Now think of, for those of you who know history, that's a mind-boggling thing to say. So, all right. Well, good luck on that. Good luck. Okay.
Yeah, we keep going. We keep digging and we keep learning.
How long does it take to get to this resort that's out in the middle of nowhere?
Oh, wow.
I mean, leaving from somewhere to get to there. Is it like 20 minutes away from the nearest town?
Oh, 40 minutes? Hell no. Half a day.
Really?
Half a day on horrible, horrible roads.
Yeah, well, we know about that.
With speed bumps.
Yeah, every 5 feet. They're called rocks.
Not quite, but yeah, well, the rocks, the roads are just nothing but horrible rocks. And then even on the major highways, which are two-lane paved roads, you'll be zipping along out in the middle of nowhere, and all of a sudden there's a sign that says there's a speed bump in 500 meters. Why? Out in the middle of nowhere? But you got to slow down, otherwise, you'll launch your car. These are serious speed bumps.
Right. Okay, go back to the hotel. You'll see an outside picture of the swimming pool. And then below that is inside a conference room, a banquet room of sorts with a presentation board, a whiteboard. And then, these are interesting pictures. It's a big place. They must have had some huge meetings there. And at one point, can you imagine that obviously there were guards around this building, probably several perimeter layers of them, when these meetings would take place? This is high-tech stuff back then. Very interesting.
Yeah, and I don't know exactly, but I'll bet you they had 200 rooms in this place. It's fantastic. I'd love to go there again and stay there, but not a whole lot to do, I guess, and it's surrounded on three sides by heavy jungle, so anybody wanted to sneak up on the place would have quite a task ahead of them.
Yeah, yeah.
even back then when they didn't have electronic warnings, you had to fight the jungle.
Well, I'm sure that in that chest at Holdings and Magda's Ranch, there will be a treasury of photographs and information. I think that's what's been hidden there. History.
I would think so.
Yeah.
And hopefully that it didn't deteriorate.
Yeah.
Because of the decades it's been underground.
Have to be airtight. Maybe they were able to do it.
We hope.
Yeah.
Scroll down some more and you see how massive this this resort is. It's on, I don't know how many different levels, two outdoor swimming pools, and about the middle, you see a set of stairs. They go down two or three stories. The caption I put was, there are stairs up, there are stairs down, there are stairs in different levels of this place everywhere. Mm-hmm. And that's true. It's just everywhere. And then you pointed out when we were looking last time, there was what appears to be a watchtower. If you scroll further down, you see the back of Franco.
Yes, certainly.
Franco.
It's definitely a surveillance post.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to get up there next time. And because this is all pretty solid ground, it would be easy to dig tunnels and bunkers. I have no idea if there are any there or not. But
I think you can pretty much bet on it, and I'll bet there were machine guns up there at one point.
Yeah, and I want to find out if there are tunnels and bunkers mm-hmm. underneath. Now you can see where Franco is standing, that crappy-looking road he's standing on.
Yeah.
That's the roads they have in Paraguay. Just beat the hell out of you. Just
I don't know how... They must have enormous rock quarries or just rock everywhere, and they tried to flatten them out and make a surface out of them, but it didn't work. It's as bumpy as
surface.
That looks crazy.
All four wheels of your vehicle are dancing to a different tune at the same time. It just beat the hell out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And after, I hate to sound wimpish, but after the first day riding through there, I had to wear my back brace because, I broke my back when I fell off my roof.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a compression fracture, so those never heal. And just this constant pounding. Holy cow.
Well,
this
the only good thing
I'll
is...
take a hoverboard.
Yeah, that too. The only good thing is you can still get in the Corvette and stand on that accelerator.
Oh, yeah. And ever since Hurricane Irma went away, we've had fantastic days, 90 degree, beautiful mm-hmm. Blue skies and hot sun and just beautiful. But unfortunately, we've been trying to put our house back together.
Right.
With no power. So
well, at least the house is not
still covered.
The house is still vertical and not horizontal, so you're good. You're good.
Thank God. Yeah, it's still standing. All no right. damage. No damage. Boy, oh boy.
Well, I'm glad
could have
to
been
see
a disaster.
Yeah, yeah. We'd be holding a fundraiser tonight. I'm glad to see all these pictures of this resort. We don't get to look at all the pictures when you're on. Harry picks a certain number that we look at of a tour or a part of a tour, and looking at all these pictures, I get a much better sense of this place now. I would bet without question they had an underground tunnel system, an exit system. If something had happened that the special guests would have to make a hasty retreat, they could do so in relative certainty. They'd be able to get the hell out of there.
It would not surprise me a bit. Not at all.
No.
So...
Well, there
you
go.
Further down.
Room 26. 28?
Yeah,
26.
That was special for Mengele when he was there, and he was there a lot. If he came by himself, he had room 26. Hang on, I got to plug in my phone or we're going to be talking to ourselves.
All right.
We're alive.
All right, we're good.
So, 26, if Mengele was there by himself, because there was just one bed in there, and it was for one person, or mm-hmm. a couple, I guess. But 28, if he had some guys with him, some people with him,
mm-hmm.
bodyguards, friends, whatever,
mm-hmm.
then he got room 28, because there were four beds in 28. And they looked pretty beat up, just like they were back in the 30s and 40s. But
those,
the lady
those,
who,
Those beds, the bed below 28 is the bed that is in 28, and the bed that we see below 26 doorway is the bed that is in room 26. Yes?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
And same beds, those, same mattresses.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. It was, it's not the most modern place.
Now, here's another interesting picture. The one below the bed with the red bedspread on it.
Yeah.
You got twin beds. Looks almost like the same room. There's a window right there. Different drapes, of course. Different treatment to the walls. Doesn't have the flagstone. What's the deal with that room?
Well, I think I might have confused my pictures. I think that room with the whitish walls, that was room 26, whereas the other two above it with the flagstones, I think was room 28.
Okay, very good. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, just got them backwards. And then towards the bottom, there was, geez, I looked like, holy cow, I looked like I was dyspeptic or something there. But that was when we stopped at a really, really nice Italian restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, Franco, he's Italian by birth.
Now, this is not near the resort. We're back in civilization, so to speak.
More or less. More or less, yeah.
Are we still in Paraguay? Away. Still in Paraguay?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. And most of South America, Argentina especially, 80% of Argentinians are from Western European stock.
Uh-huh.
And a huge amount of Italians and Germans in the other South American countries, too.
Uh-huh.
So we had this dinner for four, and you see Pascal is with us there. He's the guy who knows everything about Paraguay. And so we had a really great meal there. It was so much we couldn't finish it all. Then the final shot, there was me drinking my usual hard liquor, Coca-Cola, to be precise.
I have a question. Has Lawrence been to the resort, the remote resort hotel?
No, not to my knowledge.
Okay.
She didn't even know it existed. Mm-hmm. But there's a very good chance she'll be riding with us when we go there in July.
Good.
I'm sorry, February.
February. This,
going there in July again. It's cold.
Yeah. Yeah, you kept bitching about that, I remember.
Yeah. Oh, I live in Florida. What the hell do I want with some freezing weather?
Look at Christiane at the table. She had, you know, some women have just a beautiful smile, and there's one for you.
Yeah.
Warm, happy, nice, nice, nice. Men don't smile like that. Not real men, anyway.
she's a lovely lady, and the two of them are very much in love, and you can see she's got her hand up on the back of his neck. They're very nice people.
Very nice.
Very nice people.
All right. There's a picture
after
of... go ahead.
Let me interrupt a second. After they got Holdeen cleaned up, after they realized who she was, they got her cleaned up, and Franco gave her a couple of rooms of his apartment. He's got a beautiful apartment way up on the top of a building. And I think it's a two-level apartment he's got.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And he just gave her a couple of rooms and cleaned her up and made her a human being again. She was living like an animal in a hovel.
Well, that's really a nice story. And she eventually passed, I guess.
She died a couple of years ago, and she's buried there near those guys. Maybe next year I'll
imagine the stories that she shared with them. Wow.
Yes, yes. And they put it in that book. So the book is in English, so you're...
Please look at the book link, all of you out there, if you want one of the most unusual looks at history you'll ever see. It's in that handmade book, translated to English, and made available by Christiane and Franco. Just terrific.
Yeah. So, all right, where shall we go now?
You pick, we'll go back to the this backspace off this page, or can we go to it at the bottom? Let's see. Click here for a shortcut to the next page. Well, that's a Pretty damn smart, Harry.
Oh, just like I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, you fake it very well. Next page. What we're going to do is just carry on and go down to the next page. Rather, we can go back if we want to the main page and whatever you want to do. I don't know. This is kind of a short page, so let's look at it. What do we got here?
Okay, that's the one with the armored car at the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. Above that is our breakfast at the hotel. Very nice hotel.
Food plays a very integral role in all of Harry's travels, by the way. Just so those out there listening who are thinking of maybe going, you will be treated very well in a gustatory sense.
Yeah, this was our breakfast room up on the penthouse level of the hotel, and we're looking across the Paraná River. And every time I look across that river, I have to wonder who crossed there back in the 50s,
back and forth, yeah.
you betcha.
What's on the other side of the river?
Yep. You'll have to just go along and see.
Yeah.
But Brazil is across the river. I think we're looking at Brazil across the river.
See where it says 12-gauge shotgun in the text?
Yeah.
You left a U out of gauge. Never mind.
Well, I'll have to fix that.
It's the editor
in
me.
Whenever I get power back.
Well, you need to work. You need to work harder, Harry. You've been slacking. It's okay.
I know. I've been trying to sleep, and it's no joke. My wife was crying last night. It was so horrible for her. You know, guys can tough out stuff like this. Women can't. You'll probably get a lot of flack from that. But
no, she was very upset. I could hear her out here in Oregon. It was bad. You had to get her into a nice place. No, of course not.
Yeah.
Now, what is this little house, this little cottage we're looking at here?
Well, let's go down to the little cottage. Okay, that was owned by a guy named Ernst Reinecke right after the war. He was head of the NSDAP in that area.
Wow.
The Nazi Party.
Right.
And this is where Magda and Holdeen stayed when they first came to South America.
Before they went to their
farm.
Ranch. Wow.
Yeah.
Farm,
I think. Yeah. And it's still standing. It looks exactly the same, because I've seen pictures of it back in those days. It looks exactly the same. Of course, I don't believe it's owned by the Nazi Party anymore.
No. Understand. Very good. Okay. Let's do this. Let's click here for a shortcut to the next page again and see what we potlucking
at. That page is just fascinating history, but it has nothing to do with the Third Reich.
All right.
This was the Jesuits. They had quite an impact on South America in this area, and they had a kind of a road going through the jungle, and at every certain point, they would have a little settlement. And you think of a settlement back in the 1600s in the New World, you think of some mud huts and something like the Alamo. Not so here. This place was massive. They had a cathedral that was 275 feet long with a domed roof 75 feet high. They had a youth choir with 200 voices in it, 200 people singing. So.
And this is when?
In the 1600s.
That's a long time ago.
Yep. I'm old, but not even that old.
No, not even. Yeah, this is a big place. But, big spread. I can see it.
Yeah.
And palm trees, interesting.
Yeah, after a certain point in time, I think it was like 50, 60, 70 years later, I'm just approximating, they were kicked out by whoever the ruler was. And this all was overgrown by the jungle. And just in the, I think it was in the 1980s, they decided to, Paraguay and Uruguay and Brazil, any of the countries where these guys had made their presence known, they chopped out the jungle and restored them. And this is what you're looking at here.
Wow. All
Beautiful
right.
Beautiful place.
Quick question. The I hope those aren't beds I'm looking at.
Are
those
know.
Beds in a brick room, which looks like it has no windows? They're slabs of some kind. They look like bunk beds. But they look like they're made of rock.
They had a lot of rock back in them days. Oh, I see where you're looking at.
What are those? Are they beds? They must be beds. For the monks. They toughed it out.
I would not think they were beds. This was all shot in the church. And they had their own little sleeping places nearby. I don't know. I would have to take a better look at that.
They look like bunk beds to me. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that would make them tough.
Made out of rocks. Mm-hmm. They had a lot of rocks in those days.
Yeah.
A whole lot of rocks. Oh, okay. I see where you're at now. Yeah. That looks like beds. I'm trying to remember if they said this was the jail section.
Now, that would make sense.
The Indians worked for them, and if they didn't do what they were supposed to do or did something wrong, stuck into the cells. But believe it or not, the cells were right next to the cathedral, so they never missed Mass.
Well, very interesting. All right, I'm going to zip down to the bottom of the page here and look at all these beautiful pictures and take, again, the next shortcut and give you folks an idea of the wealth of eye candy from all of these trips that you can have anytime you'd like at sharkhunters.com. Didn't I do that right? I'm sorry.
No, I think you did it great. Well, the first two pictures, of course, is on the left is the seats in the train car that I rode to go out to Lawrence DeMello's ranch.
Mm-hmm. Nice seats, Harry. Those are after Cooper sat in them. Before, they were pristine and perfect.
Yeah.
He makes himself comfortable.
On the right side, you see the pigeons walking through the damn train car. These train cars were made in China, and they're 4 years old. So.
That's it? 4 years.
4 years. And the windows are falling out of them, and yeesh.
Yeah.
And it's cheap. I mean, hell, I traveled, I don't know how many miles out into the greensward, and I think my ticket was like 12 cents U.S.
Uh-huh.
So, and yes, this may or may not be considered one of the beautiful women that I meet down there. That's Lawrence again. You see where I'm at?
I see. Always hanging around a beautiful woman.
She's a brilliant researcher.
Yes,
and
I know.
That's Kenya. Uh-huh. That's Kenya with her.
Uh-huh.
And believe me, if Kenya doesn't know you, you're not getting anywhere near the door.
Yeah. Goodbye. Okay, we got a house to look at here, which we looked at last time, but this is a very special residence that no one knows about. So tell us what it is.
This is where Gestapo Müller lived the last years of his life. Heinrich Gestapo Müller.
And the house is as it was, apparently, when he passed.
Yeah, when he died, the house was just locked up, and somebody, a friend or a relative or something, comes by about every 3 months or so, and that's it. Lawrence is trying to get them to allow us to go into the house and just see what he left behind, because we're told that the house is exactly like it was when he died. They just locked up the house and left it.
Probably some important things in there, I would say.
I wouldn't be surprised,
No.
Priceless historical stuff.
Yeah.
You know, priceless to people who might want to sell it to, but that's, you know, his relatives to do that.
Right.
And you see under B7, that's a hole in the ground, apparently where he kept some of his beehives, because for some reason, lots of the guys high up in the Third Reich were beekeepers. We have no idea why, but they were. And B6 is a bunch of the orange trees that he planted.
You're serious about the beehives?
Yeah.
That wasn't some stash hole that was dug up and something was taken out of?
No, because there were several of them around there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I guess, how they do beehives. Borman was another one that had beehives.
Interesting.
I don't know what it was.
All right. Well, we get to end up this visit with Harry with a very special picture at the bottom.
Yep.
So take it away, Admiral Cooper.
That is holding herself. And like it says, there's absolutely no doubt that this is Holding Goebbels, suspected of being the child of Adolf Hitler. Magda Goebbels was madly in love with him. And of course, Joseph Goebbels himself couldn't be too hard on his wife if she was screwing around on him, because he was banging every young starlet he could. We've been at his estate outside of Berlin, beautiful place, and one whole wing was bedrooms. So starlets wanted to make it in the film industry, they had to do the casting couch thing with Goebbels.
Right.
And Germany's film industry before the war was bigger than Hollywood.
Big. Big, big.
Yep. But, of course, Germany lost the war, so they lost everything that went with it. And, you know, the story about to the victor go the spoils, which is a nice way of saying you're defenseless. We're going to steal everything that ain't nailed down.
That's the damn truth. Okay,
yeah.
You'll read at the bottom there, and you're going back in February, Harry is,
yep,
to have another look-see. And Lawrence, thank you again so much for everything you've done. I think it's just marvelous that we've been able to have access to these things. And hopefully, now she's writing a book, is she not?
Lawrence?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, actually, I think she's got a couple books in the works, but I'm not allowed.
I know.
To
don't.
Talk
no.
About
no. Them. That's enough. But she's got so much information. It's a logical conclusion that she would be writing a book or two.
Right. So. When she's ready, she'll announce it, and we'll give her all the ink we can here.
We'll bring her on the program. No. We'll bring her on the program.
Okay. Well, and better yet, when I'm down there in February, maybe we'll both get on the program
She's
together.
More than welcome.
Yeah.
So if you're listening,
so.
Lawrence, please count on coming on. In fact, if you want to come on before Harry comes down there, like next time, next month, you're more than welcome to come on then.
Well, I'll email her probably tomorrow, because it's darn near midnight here, and I got to go look at the inside of my eyelids after I drive 25 miles back to my place.
All right, go to it. Good night. Have a safe trip. Don't fall asleep. Thanks again. That was just great, as always. And talk to you soon.
Always a pleasure, pal.
Okay, night.
Bye-bye.
Harry Cooper, and there is Holding Goebbels for you, the real deal. And we will be right back.